We'd like to thank our sponsor, Purina Pro Plan, fuel for life. More sporting dog champions feed Pro Plan than any other brand of dog food. All right, welcome back to another episode of Save for the Blind. I'm here with Jason Minsky, our director of fundraising. We're going to talk all about California waterfowl, our 80 years, and how to get more involved, and a lot of information on our fundraising side. So, Jason, welcome to the show. For the listeners that don't know you, can you share a little bit more information about, you know, what do you do here at CWA?
Sure, and happy to be here. Happy to be a part of the podcast. So, a little bit about me. Grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area. Went to high school in San Mateo, Sarah High School, home of Tom Brady and Barry Bonds. I was right in the middle. I always kind of joke about it, like I was between Brady and Bonds, and we all were involved in professional sports because, believe it or not, I used to be a professional mascot for the San Jose Sharks and San Francisco 49ers. So I'm kind of the lesser known of the three.
Did you get to keep your uniform?
I did not get to keep my uniform, but I do have jerseys. I have my mascot jerseys. There
you go. Are you going to bring a mascot to CWA, like start having it at the dinners?
You know, I've been trying to get my boss, Scott Mueller, to allow me to purchase an inflatable duck.
Yeah.
Probably might be the closest we get to actually having a mascot here at CWA. But, and I've been involved in nonprofit management and fundraising for many years for other nonprofits and for-profit companies. So a lot of experience in that kind of realm throughout my career. The mascot stuff was more right out of college. And then I came out of retirement to do another 5 years for the 49ers in my mid-30s. But again, quite a while ago. So you asked what I do here at CWA as director of fundraising. And I'm basically in charge of all the fundraising events and programs. So that could be everything from our banquets to our gun calendar to our current sweepstakes or anything in between that has to do with raising money for our cause.
And you don't come from a necessarily hunting background. What interests you more about this job than, you know, traditional nonprofits?
You know, it was the event side of things. I had been involved in events for nonprofits, for-profit companies. And this was kind of a way to kind of come back to that, where I've been more on the management side of things. Mm-hmm. So even though I'm still on the management side of CWA, it's the event management side. So that was most appealing when I had originally applied for this position.
Okay.
So that was definitely something that, you know, caught my eye when I was looking.
Awesome. And what's something that's caught your eye from working in this world of, you know, waterfowl and volunteers and dinners?
For me, it's the people. I mean, people in this, I don't know if you'd call it a field or hobby or passion.
Yeah, no, I would agree.
They're very genuine. They're very genuine people. They are. It's very like striking to me where people care about each other. They care about, you know, spending time with each other, having those similar interests. It's a very welcoming community. I feel like when I've gone to our many events that we do, you know, we do 80 throughout the year. When I've gone to these over the past year, everybody's just so friendly. And so, hey, how are you? And tell me a little bit about yourself. And here's about me and mm-hmm. just very welcoming. And it's like, just, again, a very passionate, genuine community.
Yeah. I think you hit the nail on the head there. I would 100% agree with all the things you just said. So this year is really special for California waterfowl. So this year marks our 80th year. So what does this milestone mean for CWA? I mean, what are you guys doing? Any big celebrations, anything new? What are you guys rolling out?
Well, we're actually almost kind of through the 80th, but the biggest thing that we did was back in August, where we rented out the California State Railroad Museum for a private celebration. And this was celebrating 80 years of California waterfowl. And it was an amazing night. You were there. All of the CWA staff was there. All the important players throughout the years, you know, our board of directors, mm-hmm. our high-level volunteers. And it was just a way to kind of celebrate the history. We had some great videos. The scene itself, the Railroad Museum, if you've never been there, it's absolutely an amazing setting. Every one of our programs had tables set up. We raised a lot of money for CWA at the event. But more importantly, we celebrated 80 years. So that was kind of like the highlight of the year. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're right in the middle of our 80th anniversary sweepstakes. We're giving away a Polaris as along with like 12 other prizes. Mm-hmm. So make sure you get your early bird drawing in for that Rob Roberts. That's got to be in by October 15th, I believe, is the early bird deadline. But then that will go through January.
Okay.
And I believe it's at our Gridley event in January, where we're going to announce actually the winner of that. But we'll have the Polaris at some of our events, and we'll be celebrating the 80th throughout. We've got a whole line of 80th merchandise available on our website. When you go to our banquets, there's 80th this, there's 80th that. Everything's branded with our 80th anniversary logo. So we're definitely celebrating this year, you know, through the rest of the year. We still have almost 30 events between now and the end of 2025 to really kind of celebrate that. So I would say if anybody's interested in getting some of our gear, head to our store, attend one of our events. It's a great way to support CWA and celebrate 80 years.
Yeah. So at calwaterfowl.org, you could find out all of our information there. So on the sweepstakes, you don't obviously have to be there to at the dinner to win.
Correct. You do not have to be present to win.
Online. How do people?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a link on our website where you can buy a different amount of entries. So yeah, that's a great way to support us, a great way to participate. And we have some amazing prizes when you go on there. You know, you'll see that there's some great stuff there.
Yeah. And we got a bunch of new stuff in our CWA store, hats and shirts and all that good stuff. So if you're looking for a new hat for hunting season, definitely head there. But, you know, we're a volunteer organization. How do people get more involved? Is it, you know, going on our website? Is it reaching out to committee chairs? Is it reaching out to you? You know, I know there's a lot of people that, you know, want to volunteer and get more involved, and some of them just have not taken that next step into really getting involved with California Waterfowl. How would someone go about doing that?
There are a lot of different ways, and you mentioned a few of them. One, just going to our website and clicking the volunteer, get involved, right? That's, and you could fill out what you want to get involved with, whether it's, hey, you want to be a part of the hunt program, or you want to be a part of the veterans program, or you want to be involved with our education programs, or you want to, you know, be involved with one of our banquets or just do volunteer work for us. So there's definitely, you know, kind of a drop down menu of things that you can select that you want to be a part of. And then the appropriate people at CWA will reach out to you and make sure that you are connected. Another way is, yeah, is there a local banquet in your area? There's always banquets throughout the state of California. Like I said, we do about 80 events throughout the year. Reaching out to a chairman or one of our field reps to get more involved. Or even better, if you're in an area, say, that doesn't have a CWA banquet or event and you want to start one, all right, then now you're like our favorite person in the world, because that shows that you're willing to go the extra mile. You believe in our cause. You want to get more involved. You want to start a banquet or event in your area. And, you know, I always say the word banquet because that's mainly what we do, but we do a lot more than banquets when it comes to events. We do shoots. We're branching out and doing our bingos. Our bingos have been a lot of fun and we're doing more of those. We do golf tournaments. We've got a bocce tournament coming up. We've done musical concerts in the past. So if you have an idea for an event that might work in your area, you want to start, say, a new chapter of CWA, reach out. We'll get you set up with one of our field reps and tell you how to get started.
On our website, on some of the events, there's like some socials. Are those the areas where you kind of can go meet a CWA rep, get involved, or potentially start something of your own?
Yes, absolutely. Those are areas that we've targeted where we want to start an event on our side of things. Mm-hmm. So yeah, those are, you know, come out, free pizza, free drinks, you know, kind of an orientation into CWA, what is involved from the volunteer side of putting on event. Because, you know, let's face it, we have field reps, but the volunteer committees are the ones that drive those events. They're the ones that are working with the field reps. They're the ones that are selling the tables. They're the ones that are getting out in the community, getting those donations, getting those sponsorships. So we rely heavily on our volunteer corps.
Mm-hmm. And if someone's thinking about, you know, yeah, I would love to get involved maybe as a committee chair, I mean, what is the obligation on a committee chair? If someone's kind of on the fence thinking, oh, it might be too much work or this or that, you know, what can you tell those folks that just aren't there yet? But, you know, what I tell people is like, hey, get involved. It's great. You meet lots of people and it's not as bad as people might think. It's like, you know, it's not a full-time job.
No, it's definitely not a full-time job unless you're our Benicia chairman. No, I'm just kidding. No, Josh did a fantastic job at our Benicia event this last couple months. For him, maybe it was a full-time job. But no, for that, I would say go to an event, right? If you've never been to one, go to one. You know, bring somebody with you, bring a buddy, bring your spouse, come to one of the events, see what is at the event, talk to somebody at the event. We have people that are the chairman of the committee. They're holding, you know, meetings every month, and they're always organizing things. They're always trying to sell tables. And then we have people that work just the night of. Mm-hmm. They're still considered to be on that committee, but they literally just work the night of. So there's different levels of involvement for somebody that is interested in being more involved. Or give me a call. I'll walk you through the program. I'll hook you up with a field rep that's in your area, and he can talk you through what event in your area looks like, because every event is different. We have some where, like I said, with Benicia, you know, I named up Josh earlier, you know, he's, you know, probably kind of on that higher end of being involved. And then you've got somebody that, you know, just kind of started with our Placer County, and his name is Chuck. And, you know, he's recently retired and he's getting involved now and kind of just exploring, right? He came to a lunch with myself and our field rep, Eric, and we kind of talked to him and said, hey, this is what we're looking for. And he's dove right in. You know, he wants to be more involved. He volunteered at a lot of our other events now. Mm-hmm. So it really kind of just depends on what your timing is like, what your interest level is like, and we'll suit that role to your needs.
Yeah, no, that's great. And, you know, if you are on the fence, please get involved, reach out. We definitely need more volunteers. There's been a lot of people that have been around for a very, very long time, you know, starting to kind of get a little bit older. So the newer bunch of volunteers are kind of emerging now, and you're kind of seeing that a lot more, where you're seeing a lot younger, you know, committees and people getting involved, which is always a good thing for our futures.
We have some exciting news. We have a new property, Potrero Hills Duck Club, right next to Denverton in the Sassoon Marsh. Go to calwaterfowl.org to register today. All of these hunts will be first come, first serve. Pay $300, and you could bring two additional guests. Guests do not pay a fee. So it's $300 for the blind. You could hunt till noon. Everything's included. Gibson lids, decoys, park and walk. Go to calwaterfowl.org before all of these sell out. So Potrero Hills Duck Club, first come, first serve hunts.
Is there anything else to celebrate our 80th year? You mentioned we have, 30 more events coming up. Is there like one big event that's like the don't miss this one if you're in the area?
I would like to say it's our golf tournament, but it's sold out. So it's one of the, I would say don't miss it, but it's already basically sold out.
Yeah.
And that's great. It's coming up in October at Northridge. And that is what we call our chairman's golf tournament. And Austin, who used to be our board chairman, this is kind of his, you know, say last hurrah in our 80th. And he's done a phenomenal job. Him and his staff at Emerald have done a great job with, you know, getting teams there. We're going to put on a great event. It's going to be fun, but it is sold out. So yeah. I wish I could say that. in Los Gatos, California, we do have a bocce tournament coming up in late October. I think it's October 23rd. There are still room for foursomes for bocce players to attend that one. That's going to be a really fun, exciting event, kind of in that Silicon Valley area. A lot of construction firms that are going to be there. That's kind of our client base kind of that is coming to that event. And then just dinners all over the place. I mean, really, we still have a lot still left. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we still have 25 events still happening this year, this calendar year.
Right. That's a lot. Now, can you explain a little bit of like the different levels of, you know, being a CWA member? Like, what does a regular membership get you? Life membership, a benefactor? How could people get more involved in giving? And what are those different membership levels mean? And what do you receive? And how does CWA benefit from those?
Sure. And I think it goes, to me, it goes beyond just being a member, right? We have somewhere north of 20,000 members. A lot of those members come from attending our events. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I think some people don't realize is that if you attend a CWA banquet or event, your membership for that year is included in your ticket. Mm-hmm. So even if you are already a member, that by attending, your membership gets pushed out another year from when you attend, another year from when you attend. So we have some people that have their membership doesn't expire for 4 or 5 years from now because they've attended so many different CWA events. So I think from that standpoint, Yeah, sure. You can join online and pay your $35 membership fee. I think right now we're giving away an 80th anniversary t-shirt as your, you know, as your gift for a thank you. Mm-hmm. You also get our, you know, quarterly magazines and our magazine. I don't know if you know, the listeners, I'm sure if they're listening to the podcast, they're also getting the magazine.
I would hope so.
Yeah, the magazine is phenomenal. It's such a well-done magazine. Julie and our team and our marketing team, they just do a great job putting that together. I've been nothing but impressed with our magazine since I started here. And then there are different levels, obviously, of membership. You know, you go from our, you know, our general member to our annual sponsor. And it's just shows your desire, your passion, your belief in our cause. So obviously the more that you're donating, the more we appreciate it, the more it's showing your passion for what we're doing. And, you know, there are different levels of gifts that you get. You know, you jump up to a Yeti or you jump up to a nice knife. And we do have, you know, don't forget about our Sprig memberships. That's for anybody that's 17 and under. You get a really cool Sprig hat and you get different things for being kind of that youth member of CWA as well. So membership is absolutely vital to the success. You know, it's a way that we communicate through our e-newsletters, through our social media. If you're not following us on social media, you should. Great content from our marketing folks, whether it's, you know, advertising for our events or our sweepstakes or upcoming, you know, programs, but you're also seeing the work that, you know, we're doing with our hunt programs, with our field programs, our conservation efforts. You know, I think one of the most recent videos was when they were dragging the rice fields, and that almost, you know, went on the borderline of going viral. So many people were looking at this video, and you just never know what is going to pique interest, because people are involved with CWA for different reasons. Some of them are heavily on the conservation side.
Yeah.
Some of them want the access to the hunts on our properties, and some of them want to win guns at banquets. So it really kind of just depends on what your level of interest is, based on what, say, membership is going to offer you. And when we offer a lot of different things when it comes to being a member of CWA. So,
and can you speak to, like, what does the life membership entail? Where does that money go? And what could someone expect from being a life member?
Sure. So a lifetime member is an option that we offer. I believe it's $1,000. You can break that up into payments if you need to. It's basically just that higher level of support for CWA. You're getting a really nice silver stag knife. You know, you can add on, you can get a, you know, if you want to add on to that, you can get a Tetra hearing item as well. But for us, it really kind of just shows that you believe in what we do. You believe in, you know, our mission, whether it be on the conservation side, the hunting side, the advocacy side. You know, I can't stress enough, you know, the advocacy side of what CWA is all about. You know, you get your pin, you get your window decal, you get a plaque, you get 30% off at the store. But it's more so, it's not kind of what you get, it's what you're giving us. Mm-hmm. It's you're giving us your support. So, you know, we treat you like a member of CWA, but for us, it's okay. This person gets it. This person has the ability to give a little bit more. And we just really appreciate, you know, those folks that do choose life membership.
All right. Outside of our regular memberships, life memberships, what are the other ways people can support CWA? Is it estates, retirement accounts? You know, what other ways could people give and support California Waterfowl?
You know, I think nonprofits have exploded over the years, right? And there are so many nonprofits. There's something called Giving Tuesday. When I was working in Silicon Valley, I was part of a nonprofit, and it was right when Giving Tuesday started up, and Microsoft had invited some nonprofits to come and learn about Giving Tuesday because they were doing some matching funds with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation at the time. And they expected about 80 nonprofits to show up to this orientation. 800 nonprofits showed up to the orientation. So the nonprofit, you know, as funding maybe on the government side of things isn't, you know, what it used to be. And when there's definitely needs and people who are passionate about things, nonprofit support has really exploded. So with CWA, there's a lot of different ways. You mentioned some of them, whether it be planned giving or estates or stock. You know, we'll accept your money any way we can. I talked about attending the events, participating in our sweepstakes, buying our merchandise. there's also, you know, if there's something that you're passionate about, if you want to support our Veterans Hunt program, if you want to support the conservation side of things, you can also look into restricted giving, which means that your dollars are specifically going to go toward a specific program. We do our American Freedom Fighters banquet every year. That money goes specifically to our veterans program. And there are different other programs within CWA that you can give directly to as well. All that's available, of course, on our website.
Right. Yep. So whatever you like, if you have a program, if it's our youth camps program, education, veteran hunt program, whatever it might be, you can restrict those funds, knowing that's where your dollars are going. You mentioned earlier that when we're off the air about a new program for some of our volunteers, the event leadership program. What does that entail? What are you guys trying to get from that?
So right now we have got some amazing volunteers. We want, and we're looking for people to kind of up their game. So we've created a leadership program. We call it our ELP, Event Leadership Program. And this is something we've worked with some of our higher level volunteers, a couple of our board members and internal staff to create basically a 5-6 month program where these are people who are interested in upping their game, being leaders amongst leaders in the volunteer area of CWA, specifically about our events, right? So we're looking to kind of fill different roles, a state director, regional, and, you know, district people that will have kind of a, like this higher level of commitment to CWA. So we're starting with getting people interested in being a leader within our organization as a volunteer. So we're going to be running them through different programs on a monthly basis. We're going to be talking about leadership and communication, fundraising and events, membership and outreach, teamwork with CWA staff. And then we're going to actually invite them to one of our properties. We're going to go down to our property, Grizzly Ranch, and we're going to do an overnight. We're going to do a fun shoot, but that's kind of like their, you know, the graduation, I guess you could say, as you will. And then at that point, people can choose if they want to go into one of those roles that we're looking to fill. You know, at the state level, we're looking to fill one role. At the regional and director level, it's multiple roles just because we're covering the entire state of California. These volunteers will work closely with the fundraising event team, myself and my field reps and the event staff to make sure that we're kind of elevating and looking for opportunities on different levels in different areas of the state to bring us kind of into that next generation of volunteers, being leaders, getting more volunteers, just expanding their outreach to the communities that they live in. We're looking to grow not only our events, but our presence in the communities where our events are held.
Yeah. So is this ELP for, you know, existing committee chairs and volunteers, or is this, you know, anyone that's might be a first time volunteer that can get involved and then see where they want to grow within the organization?
It's the latter. It's definitely open to anyone. You know, what do we have somebody that is currently, you know, a volunteer that wants to up their game? Most likely. Do we have people that we think would be great? Absolutely. Do we want to take into consideration people who, you know, we talked earlier about people who just volunteer the night of an event. Are they interested? Absolutely. We want to take in everybody that's interested, because if you're interested, that means that you want to grow, you want to learn. And we're going to put you through this program to give you the tools and set you up for success and hopefully get you more involved down the road in these other positions. Or if not, you still have leadership skills that you can take and even up the game with the specific, you know, banquet that you're already involved with or going to be involved with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's great that you guys are doing that. Now, fundraising has always been a big cornerstone of California Waterfowl. There's many nonprofits need the fundraising aspect to keep the lights on, per se. But beyond banquets and other fundraising opportunities, I mean, how else could members give back to California Waterfowl? Is it via raffles, online auctions, campaigns? How else could people get involved?
Our three things that we're pushing right now, you mentioned earlier, and we talked about it, the sweepstakes, right? This, we're giving away this Polaris, we're giving away, you know, guns and other gear as part of the sweepstakes. That's going to run through January. Again, early bird reminder, October 15th to get in for that Rob Roberts. That's one way. Our gun calendar is, you know, on sale. If you know CWA, you know, we do a gun a week through our gun calendar. So buy our calendar. You can get that online too. The other thing that I really want to pay close attention to is the merchandise that we are offering. that's one of those things where when I was hired, I was kind of brought in and said, hey, can you take a look at what we're doing merchandise wise? We've got this really great person that's kind of doing all of our purchasing now, Lindsay, you know, work with her. And she's, you know, she's a fireball when it comes to finding great things that people want, you know? So if you haven't been on our store lately, I say, go to our store. If you haven't seen some of our social media that we did a hat drop a couple months ago where we created this hat, we called it the Phantom Pintail hat, gave it a name, did some teasing, and we only had 100 of them. We sold out in 6 hours, right? And it, why? Well, because we created the buzz, but it was a great hat. It really was. I mean, we had people ask like, Do you have any more? You know, they were calling our field reps. Can you get me one of that hat? And our field reps were like, I'm stuck. We don't have any more. We sold out online. We're going to be doing another hat drop coming up where it's going to be a hat and I will say it's going to be a hat and beanie combo. And that's going to be coming up in November. So you have to watch out for that. But then also pay attention to our fall line. Some of our fall items are already out on our website. We've got some great merchandise. These are all different ways to support CWA beyond just, you know, donations and attending banquets. I think, again, sweepstakes, gun calendar, merchandise, huge for us. But don't forget about the banquets. We want you to attend the banquets as well. And our bingos. Our bingos are fun. We do our bingos a little different than I think people are used to. It's not just that kind of like, you know, blue-haired lady with her dopper bingo game. We kind of combine bingo and let's make a deal, right? So if you've never attended one of our bingo events, look for them. They're going to be popping up on the calendar. Probably a little bit more in the springtime in different areas throughout the state, but it gives you an opportunity. Again, you're attending our banquets, you're coming to our events because you want to win. We just give you a little bit of a twist. So at our bingo events, if you win a gun, you might have a choice to make. You know, you never know what's hiding behind door number two. They're a lot of fun and we've gotten some great feedback. So look for more of those coming up.
And with the bingo events is just bingo drinks? Is there dinner? What's involved with that entire
Every event is a little different. Okay. So as an example, we just did one down in Bishop and we had a food truck. And, you know, so that was separate from the event. You had to buy from the food truck, but oh my God, these tacos were amazing. I don't know what our Bishop committee and Chad Thomas, our rep in that area, where they found this food truck, but that food was absolutely amazing. We did one in Roseville. We had a food truck. We did one out in Santa Rosa. It was at a golf course, so it was a fully catered dinner. So they're going to be different everywhere you go. Of course, there's always drinks at these events.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's always some sort of food option, whether that's included in your ticket price or you purchase that separate. But it's a fun night. You know, it's a couple hours. It's something different if you've never attended an event. And we had a couple of guys that followed us around to a couple of our bingo events. And it's funny because I actually do the bingo calling. Okay. So I'm the bingo caller at the event.
What happened to the old lady?
She's in the crowd somewhere. But these guys, like I was trying to make it fun. And so I'm joking with people. And these guys like were giving me bingo instructions because they're just, you know, they're probably in their late 20s, but they go to bingos all over the place because they love that it's different. It's something, it's a little bit more interactive. It's a little bit more, you know, it can be a different kind of fun than the banquets.
Yeah.
So I think you're going to see bingo start popping up in areas where we're already doing banquets, not at the same time as the banquet, but just kind of in that off season of when the banquet isn't happening. And I think that's something to look forward to.
All right. So we still have some events coming up throughout the end of the year. What are some of the bigger events people should target?
You know, I think in looking at what we've got going on in November and December, people are going to want to know, you know, some of these important events that they could still, you know, get into, right? We've got our Galt Lodi banquet coming up on the 7th of November, Butte City Glen on the 8th. Down in Newport Beach, we've got a really unique, amazing event down there, mid-November, our Woodland Banquet, mid-November, Fresno Clovis Banquet. That's a huge banquet. That's one of our biggest banquets. And that is happening in mid-late November. We actually have a Scotts Valley Banquet this year coming up again in November. And then in December, we have two really kind of different banquets. We've got a huge banquet at Calusa, and then kind of a smaller banquet out at Pocket Greenhaven in Sacramento area. So I would say, you know, keep your eye on those coming up. A lot of variety, a lot of different locations throughout the state for people who are enthusiastic about CWA to attend one of those upcoming events.
Awesome, man. Well, it sounds like you guys are busy.
We are.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And kind of closing it out, I mean, what's your pitch with someone on the fence of getting involved or, you know, potentially donating? to California Waterfowl. I mean, what's your pitch on where do your dollars go and how do they support our organization?
It sounds funny, right? Because, you know, everybody follows us on social media or they listen to the podcast. They probably kind of know what CWA is all about, right? So they know that the money is going toward our different programs, our conservation efforts, hunting advocacy, et cetera. For me, the pitch is explore what is best for you. See where what sort of time you have, see what sort of financial commitment you can make, and see where you best fit in with our organization. And you're going to find that on our website. I always hate to keep, you know, go to the website. I get that. But really on the website, if you start to look into our different programs, you're going to find something that is appealing to you. You know, as somebody who's into the conservation that we do, who's into the hunting that we do, you're going to find your niche within our organization. And that's where I would say to start. Start there and see where it can take you. Look into our event leadership program, whether you're, you know, on a current committee or not, just want to get more involved. You know, and again, just kind of explore everything that CWA has to offer. Your money stays here in California with our organization. We're not a national organization. You know, we're doing good right here in California. So that's another thing that I do want to emphasize. Your money stays in California. And again, find that niche, find what works for you, find how you can put your passion to work for CWA.
No, absolutely. Well, I appreciate you coming on today and thank you for everything that you're doing in our organization and definitely appreciate you.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. And thanks to you and your crew for helping us out with our 80th.
Yeah.
That was a great event. That was fun to see kind of everybody come together.
Yeah, no, it was such I've been to the museum before, but it was just such a cool event right in the middle of it, you know?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, we were renting out that whole roundhouse and seeing the trains there as part of your event was just really cool.
Yeah, it was neat. Definitely special. So, but thank you. If you're wanting to get involved, calwaterfowl.org. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Save It for the Blind podcast. You can find our podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.